Welcome back. You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Issa Martel, and today is the 29th, and that corresponds to July the 21st, 2020. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And in this episode, well, let me start off before I forget. Thanks to anyone who happens to have stumbled across this podcast and listened to it.
Since
it was actually you who listened to it, not me, we hit over 1,000 listens, and well, that's not really a whole lot in the grand podcast scheme of things. It is a relatively significant milestone for this because it is just me talking about things that kind of annoy me or I find interesting, and I haven't really promoted this all. I just let it go out there. It's run off Audio Boom, so however they distribute it, and I put it in all the feed, like all the iPod feeds and everything like that, like iTunes and all that too, but I haven't actually done any real advertising or anything like that. In fact, I had just maybe within the past month made a Facebook page and uploaded all the episodes onto there. So prior to that, people must have organically stumbled upon it or whatever. And if you are one of those people, well, thanks a lot for listening and continuing to listen. So I might annoy some people here. It seems that this annoys liberal-leaning people. And recently, YouTube, I'm going to combine a couple topics that I had been wanting to address into this one blob of things here. So recently, maybe like 3 weeks ago, it might have been, YouTube banned a bunch of people in one moment. They banned a bunch of people who were considered basically talking hate speech, whites, alt-right, or, you know, whatever you want to call these types of people. One of those people happened to be Stefan Molyneux, and while I disagree with a bunch of things that he says, I have been listening to him for probably 7 years, maybe, and he has, or had, I guess, on YouTube, a massive following. He had been on YouTube, I think, since YouTube first went on, I guess, is that the word, when it happened, like, or when they first allowed, I don't know, I think it was before. It was probably like 14 years ago, let me just say that. So he had a lot of content on there. He wrote a bunch of books. He has a website called Freedomain website, and it's labeled the number one philosophy website in the world, I guess, regarding talking and like podcasts and stuff devoted to that. So, when he has like 2 degrees, started a business, then, before going into podcasting and talking about stuff, he had originally did like a call-in show. So, that's what I found fascinating. People would call in and talk to him, and then they'd kind of like work out issues on, you know, through non-aggression principles and these types of things. And it was very philosophical. And he would address things that along the way people got mad. You know, if you check out his web or Wikipedia page, it really is just a wasteland of misinformation and written by, I don't know by who, but people who are seem to be pushing a narrative, right? Pushing a narrative of how these people want other people to be viewed and how things on the website, I'm not on the website, on the internet, the website, I guess, my hosting domain being YouTube, what's said on it, what it like appears, who's talking on it. They do this on Twitter too. You know, you see people getting cut off of there. But the thing that's different in this case is that if you had listened to him, he wasn't a white supremacist or any kind of like thing related to that alt-right. He was none of that, you know. Now, I think that he said some things, like I said, that I disagree with, particularly when he talks about religion, you know. Obviously, he also, I wish he would have done more to address, like, comments, like, on his web, on, I mean, not on his webpage, on YouTube. Like, if he would have, maybe he did and I missed it, but I wish he would have addressed those clear racist type of, like, white supremacist, alt-right type of people that would leave comments. I think if he might have addressed that, more clearly disassociating himself from that, you know, maybe it'd be something different. But, you know, when you have hundreds of thousands of followers, I don't know how much comments you read when you post a video before you stop, or if you read them. I know he'd read some because occasionally he would leave a comment or reply to a comment, but, you know, I can't imagine that he would read every single comment on every video that was posted. But he, some of the things that people disagree with and, like, put him up as a white supremacist or this type of thing is that he'll promote ideas, or not promotes, but I guess promote is the word. He'll at least recognize them as this is what he believes in things like race IQ, which would be, if you don't know, like certain people of a certain race like have higher IQ scores than other people. Now, clearly you can see how this can be used to say that certain races are, you know, greater than other races. Except he didn't do that. In fact, he's white. You know, he would clearly say that Asian or Chinese people would have the highest IQ, you know, and white people don't, you know. So, but these, you know, types of topics, you know, push people to have, you know, adverse reactions. You know, he went to Poland, which, you know, once again, if you don't know, was claiming that, not he wasn't, but certain media groups were claiming that Poland was having like a white nationalism type of a resurgence, and there's this parade and this type of thing. You could look all this up. But he had gone there during this to, like, investigate it, because he would produce documentaries as well. And, you know, so that got labeled to him. However, though, he also went to Hong Kong during the riots in Hong Kong last year, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was in 2019, and did a whole documentary on that, which, you know, weirdly is like shadow banned or whatever they call it, you know, when you can't find the video. But it was an excellent documentary, you know. Because he's like in the streets with the Chinese people or whomever, because it's in Hong Kong, but he's there, they're getting tear gassed and all this type of stuff. So it's pretty interesting when you see this type of stuff. And he regularly spoke out about, you know, current events, COVID-19 being one. And then obviously the most recent big world event was George Floyd being murdered. And, you know, he had stuff to say about that, too, which, you know, I disagree with him because I'm here. He lives in Canada. And, you know, there is a lot of racial discrimination and all this that goes on here, which I'm sure he's aware of, too. The dude's super smart. But these things, you know... the reason a person like him has these opinions is because he is really hardcore into philosophy. So, you know, these types of things, you know, we have morals, right? But if you get to a certain level of, you know, philosophy, people don't like this, you know, people don't like what happens with your, you know, logic or whatever you want to call it. For example, I'm going to talk about this with, one of my martial art instructors, Rasmussar's head, where we had a conversation not too long ago, and we talk often via text message and stuff, but we're going to talk again on Zoom and put it out again, another one. But in this, we're going to talk about the doctrine of a double effect, right? So that should be interesting. But anyway, he had given an example to me. He was like, what would you do? I believe the example is, I'm not quoting it exactly because I don't remember, but the gist of it is, what would you do if, like, you knew 3,000 people were going to die from the World Trade Center, or you have the plane that had 200 people on it, you know. So if you had the option to shoot down the plane, would you shoot it down? Or would you, you know, let the 3,000 people die too, you know? So you're forcing, you know, to make an effect. So, you know, for me, logically, I'd say, well, I would shoot down the plane. I'm sorry, but in a society, you know, that you want more people to survive. So sacrificing those 200 people to save 3,000 people and the countless of other lives, you know, that happened after the World Trade Center, you know, would be like a logical thing to me, shoot down the planes, you know, which is, you know, logical. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be able to do that, though. That's the thing. So then he added a caveat. Well, what if your son, what if your kids are on that plane, right? So now you have this, you know, dilemma. Would you shoot down a plane that had your kids on it to save 3,000 other people that plane is going to hit? You know, for me, I answered, yeah. You know, because if you're in a position that you have to make the decision, you know, you're at a, let's, you know, we're assuming this is the scenario. So you would be like super high level in the government and everything. So you would have to accept that this could be a possible reality. And, you know, that would, you'd have to choose that. You know, you couldn't choose, you couldn't at this point not do anything because your kids are on the plane or something like this, or try to intervene in some other way, you know, hoping that, you know, nothing's going to happen. Now, a lot of people wouldn't be able to, you know, think I'm horrible, or they wouldn't be able to process this type of logic. And I think this type of stuff is what people get called, like, what, I don't know what they get called. Like, I wouldn't say it would be like an asshole or something like that. But they get put on like a different label than like the mainstream. The mainstream feel good, we want everything to be like this thing. Once you have ideas like this, or just act extremely philosophical or logical or anything like this, where feelings are removed in today's day and age, you're labeled, you know, something negative generally. So YouTube pulled him. I disagree with this. Because, like I said, I disagree with a lot of things that he said. I don't even know if it would be a lot, but I do disagree with some things that he says, one of the main things being about Islam. Now, he doesn't always talk badly. If he categorizes like religions, let's say the three main religions, well, I don't even think Judaism would be considered a main religion because of the number of practitioners, but clearly the two main religions on the world are Christianity and Islam. And so out of those two, he would always condemn Islam based on things that typically are done by people who call themselves Muslims, and they are Muslim, you know, and not things that are written in the Quran or this type of thing. So it's based off how cultures around the world, I don't even want to say how they practice Islam, but what they do that could either be part of their culture or for some other reason, and they do this, and 9 times out of 10 people say this is these are Muslims doing this, so that must be mean what Islam teaches, and if Muslims, there's a lot of Muslims, they're going to do this, you know, to us, you know, we're scared. Sorry, you're scared, you know. Sorry that, you know, generally the people that are scared too are of a certain race, you know, so, or extremely ignorant, you know, but they tend to be European based. You know, and I can save all that and all those opinions for a different topic, because that's not the direction I wanted to go with this. But, you know, he blamed things that Muslims do on Islam, and not the fact that, you know, they're Muslims doing whatever they do, like everybody else on the planet. Muslims are the ones that get labeled like this. The reason I bring this whole thing up is because YouTube, I think, has a narrative they're pushing now, and they're slowly cutting out people who would argue against this narrative. Because, like, even though Stefan Molyneux has said multiple things about Islam, aren't really, like, they're not hate speech or anything. It's just, like, I don't even think it would be, like, derogatory, but it is wrong. But it's not, at least I don't believe that it's, like, an intentional, I'm going out to bash this type of thing. Like I said, he's a very intelligent man and very philosophical, and so, you know, it's from these types of areas that he would address it. So YouTube bans these people, but they don't ban other people, right? And this is why I'm bringing this up. There's a guy named Apostate Prophet who has 218,000 subscribers, right? His videos, he has videos that have 100,000 views, 68,000 views, 628,000 views, you know. So he has a lot of fans, I guess you wouldn't call them, or at least people who watch his videos. The thing is, though, he claims he is left Islam. You know, he was born as a Muslim, or he was raised by a Muslim family and stuff. He left Islam and then started this channel, like, intentionally. Now, here's the difference, right? It's an intentional hate, spewing hate, misinformation type of thing. Like, and it's, like, bottom, common, like, lowest, like, anyone who is not, like, an Islamophobe, you know? Anyone who even knows, you don't have to be Muslim or anything, who has, like, any sort of common sense or base knowledge about religion would be like, this dude don't know what he's talking about, right? But yet he attracts all this attention, right? And it's clearly, you know, I would label it at times hate speech. Not, you know, it would be hate speech, I guess. It's clearly intentional misinformation. Now, he says he was, and they're, like, stupid. I mean, like, I'm just going to be flat out. The dude talks like he has, like, this, like, weird nasally voice. And when he talks, it's kind of like Ben Shapiro, but, like, with this, like, weird, I don't want to say weird because he can't really help his voice, you know, but it's just, like, his tone and the way he speaks, like, the mannerisms of his speech are, like, he's trying to be, like, set you up for these little, like, gotcha moments, you know, but they don't work, and they're, like, I don't know, it's, like, pathetic, you know, but he's the type of dude that I would just want to punch in the face. And I'm not really, like, a violent type of dude, but it's just, like, this, I don't know. And don't think I'm literal about punching someone in the face, but I'm just using it as, like, a phrase. So you can check out his channel. But anyway, now why isn't he banned? This is my point. Why isn't he banned when he's clearly, and probably there's a whole bunch of other people like this, he's clearly putting out hate against the second largest religion in the world, but clearly against, like, practitioners of this religion. And it's like, the worst inflammatory type of stuff. you know, he's not banned. He's allowed to be on. So it makes me question, like, why certain people get cut off and certain others don't. And he's like the apostate prophet. This is like a problem as well. And it's a similar problem that Stefan Molyneux has, but I view Stefan Molyneux 100,000 times more intelligent than this guy. And, you know, that's just a fact. But apostate prophet claims to be a Muslim, right? Or he was Muslim. He was raised in a very strict Muslim household. He's Turkish. But when he tells his story about how he grew up being Muslim, it is not, it's Turkish culture is what he didn't like, not Islam, right? If you understand the difference. He didn't like the practice of his like uncles and parents or this type of thing, but it was all cultural things that Turkish culture does. And it wasn't like he wasn't, because of that, he equated that to Islam, you know, as opposed to, like just reading about Islam on his own or investigating it by himself. And how you can tell this is if you want to get annoyed, you can go listen to his videos and stuff, where this happens, you know. And he talks about other religions too, but they're not, Islam is like the main thing that he talks about. And to me, it's like, he started this years ago. I ran into him years ago as well. And the only reason he is relevant, or even I even bothered to look at him again, is because this Muslim who is relatively popular amongst the youth, he has an Islamic degree and a Harvard degree in philosophy, coincidentally. His name is Daniel Hakakatchu. And he actually went on and had a conversation with him, because the apostate prophet made these videos about Daniel, like kind of like mocking him and doing all this like stuff. And he was like, hey, you know, maybe he'll come on and actually talk to me or whatever. And I guess he wasn't expecting a phone call, and he got the phone call, and it was like a 4-hour conversation. And the internet deemed it as being apostate prophet getting demolished. Whether or not that's the case, I mean, I think he did at certain aspects. But before I get to that, let me continue the story of him leaving Islam. So he didn't like this. He left Islam. He did what a lot of people who leave Islam do, which I don't understand, is they have to like claim an identity as an ex-Muslim, right? Who the hell cares, right? It's sad to me that you would self-identify with something that you completely dislike to the point where you left it, you know? Like, why, whatever you are now, like if you are Christian, then why don't you identify as Christian? If you're like non-religious, why don't you identify as that? If you're atheist or agnostic or whatever it is, you know? And I think in modern times that gives people some sort of like a thing, you know? It's like, especially when he had started this, YouTube channel, it was like edgy, you know. I'm an ex-Muslim and I'm gonna talk about it, you know. And he's like, are you gonna kill me type of thing, you know what I mean? So it's this type of Do you think I deserve to die because of I'm an ex-Muslim? Should I be killed? You know. So it's this type of way that he goes along, and a lot of people do, and I don't understand that. And to me, you are like milking, like news controversy, and all this type of thing, which makes me feel, especially this dude, that you're some shady slime ball type of guy, you know, or girl. And this guy, I feel, is like that. You know, like I said, he had left Islam. Apparently then he went to Germany, like kind of fleeing Turkey, or went to Germany to live with a family member or something. I don't remember, but when I had initially listened to him, I believe it's when he was first starting out, and he was in Europe, you know. But now he lives in the U.S. I guess he fled all the way to the U.S. and emigrated here or whatever, and used his... I remember him talking, I don't know if this is the reason why, but it was in those videos long ago, that he feared for his life type of thing, and I believe that's what he was using. He was having death threats or whatever like that. His name is Redwan, so... And so when I came across him now, because of this, like, debate or conversation, whatever, they actually used his name, and he says his, like, people know his name, which when I was listening to him, he never even revealed his name. He would never do that. Which, you know, also is like a, you know, cowardly, you know, type of thing where it's like, oh, I'm going to be like secretive, like I'm this type of thing, you know, it's just a bunch of crock of crap. But anyway, now I was surprised that he's now living in the U.S. I'm maybe not surprised, given that, you know, this type of character would, you know, run straight to our country, under the guise of freedom and free speech and whatever, you know. Ironically, you can't really have free speech, I guess. Now, this is the thing, right? You know, go back to YouTube, you know, how, you know, why is it that some people's freedom of speech, you know, gets cut? And yes, it is private company or whatever, and you can, you know, agree to the terms of service, but the company keeps changing the terms of service, so, you know, to allow them to do this. But yet they keep hate speech against, you know, religion, intentional hate speech against Muslims or even Christians or whatever. I'm sure... you know, I'm sure there's still hate speech on it about Jews and, you know, every other type of thing out there. And just to be clear, you know, hate speech is an issue by the federal government. It'll be allowed, you know, because it's protected under your freedom of speech. These private companies, they can do whatever, but the issue comes into play, and we never had to deal with this before. Maybe we did with newspapers, but not to this level, where the main platform where we have, like, social media now starts banning people. And so they're really then controlling a narrative where it's kind of like presents a certain image. Or, you know, either you, it's like the crowd mentality, either you go with them or you don't. So, you know, all this to me is problematic. Banning people, I hate banning people, especially if it's not, you know, in especially like in cases like this. I don't think Stefan Molyneux should have been banned. Even though I don't agree with Apostate Prophet, I don't think he should ever be banned. You know, I think that he... I think people should be allowed to hear different opinions, and you need to be smart enough to get, like, what's right and what's wrong out of each opinion, you know? If you want to agree with this guy, the Apostate Prophet... go ahead. You know, I mean, that's technically, you know, that's your right and that's your freedom to do that. You know, I would hope that, you know, you would only have, 218,000 other people that agree with you, you know, which is not many people in the whole type of planet type of numbers. But you can do that, you know, and who cares? You know, who cares if you do it or not? And this is my thing. It's like, why are they targeting people? You know, why are they deplatforming people? You know, why is it, you know, this cancel culture mentality type of thing, I think, is very problematic. I highly disagree with it. Especially when people get canceled without anything. Like, Stefan Molyneux got canceled like this. We can go on real people. You know, people get canceled on a report, right? Instead of waiting until they are found guilty or whatever, you know, it's like it's supposed to be. Then cancel them. You found guilty of some crazy crime or whatever that goes against, you know, what you think or policies or moral compass or whatnot, cancel people. I have nothing against that type of thing. But I have a big problem with just because there's like momentum, you know, on the streets, whatever, you know, social media is a buzz. Let's cancel, you know, oh, so-and-so got accused of this. They're done. You know, here's their address. Let's cancel them. Let's go get them. You know, get the heck out of here with that crap. You know, you're not being just, and you're really going against a lot of principles of everything that our country is supposed to stand for. So, it's already gone pretty long now. This is a little bit long of me ranting, so I'll just end it here. But, you know, read up on those two people if you want, or if not, whatever. I actually subscribe to Library TV, I think it is. There's no vowels in that. It's just LBRY, I believe, .TV. It's pretty cool. And it's an alternative to YouTube. And nobody's banned on it. So, I did put a sign up for account there so I can continue to listen to what I enjoy. And that's it. So, I'm going to cut it here. It's showing 38 minutes. Have a good evening. Thanks for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.